This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hi.
Hi. You're all cleaned up.
Yeah.
They said you were 12 in the movie. How old were you when you were making it? How old were you now?
I was 11, I think, when I filmed the movie, and now I'm 13. Well, I think I was going on 12. I was 11, almost 12. That doesn't work very well. Oh no, I think it's good now.
Did you practice that scary look in the mirror?
No, I didn't. I thought about my character, her situation, and then that look just kind of came on, I guess. I think Lauren's words are her eyes, and she doesn't say much in the film, but she conveys everything through her eyes.
Is it harder doing a film where you don't have any dialogue like this, or where you have to memorize a whole bunch of stuff?
It's completely different. It's you have to get used to it. You don't, and it's hard because you don't want to be like doing this eyebrow wave or anything, and just to be in the moment and real and not. Sometimes I think it's easy to use words because then the words say everything, but that's not how it's supposed to be.
Rich Terabithia was a big hit. It's done really well. It's played for a long time. Like, most movies don't these days. Do you find yourself now going out and being recognized at all, or people recognize you?
Yeah, people are. People do recognize me. Which is kind of weird. It's kind of like, huh.
You're just happy you're alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. I have to look at it as a good thing, because I'm very fortunate to have this kind of recognition, and that I'm in the place that I am right now, and I've had these opportunities.
Are you back at regular school, or are you getting a tutor?
No, I have a tutor that travels with me. I do go to regular school. I go to a private school. And so, I'm looking forward to summer. Can't wait, actually. But I love school, and I love going back and seeing all my friends and going to class and doing that rush of going from your locker and carrying all your books and running downstairs and getting to class on time, stuff like that. It's just, I enjoy school. I have good friends there, too.
It's kind of funny that this is an R-rated movie. You'd have trouble getting into it if you wanted to see it by yourself. Does it seem like an R-rated movie to you?
No.
Have you seen it?
I'm happy that it's an R-rated film, because then I think people will, it filters out the people who might go to see it if it's PG-13, because some PG-13 movies, people go, there's good ones that are okay to see, and then there's also really, like, PG-13 movies that should be R. And so I think when parents see that it's rated R, they'll go, oh, okay, we know not to take our kid to that, instead of having some mother come up to me going, well, you didn't tell me that little Samantha here at 7 years old is going to see this. So I'm glad that it's not like that.
You field those complaints yourself?
I don't think so. I think they everyone's kind of curious to see what this movie is about. They all want to know what it's about and what it's like, and I don't tell them anything because I want them to go see it, at least the parents too anyway, but I'm excited to see how people will like it, you know? I think it's a very good, smart, supernatural thriller / horror movie.
Was there anything in the movie that freaked you out, the locusts, anything like that kind of scared you, or what scares you in general?
What scares me in general? Nothing. I think the locals, I was a little bit nervous about being with them, but then once I got friendly with them, and the animal wranglers kind of helped me to overcome my fears, I think it was mainly the snakes. You know, one thinking there might be a snake, a highly poisonous snake under this log, that I am sitting on. So it was a little, but everything else was just so beautiful. In Louisiana, it has so much history, and in the forest, these big, huge banana spiders will make these big webs, like 12-foot webs through the trees, and you have to walk through the forest with a stick because of all the spiders and the webs, and it's pretty, though.
It's been exciting for you. We talk to young actors all the time, and we say, who are your heroes? And there's people like Charlize Theron and Julia Roberts and Hilary Swank. Here you've been able to meet them and talk to them and get to work with them in two cases. Has that been pretty exciting, one of the more exciting things about the last few years?
Yeah, it's been amazing and so exciting, and really I've been fortunate to be able to work with them, because Charlize Theron and Hilary Swank, they, you know, when I hadn't met them or worked with them, they were like the people I looked up to and still look up to, because they both are amazing actresses, and I had the opportunity to work with both of them and learn things from both of them as well.
And you worked with Julia Roberts, the executive producer on the show. Did you spend any time with her at all?
No, I have. I didn't. I've never met her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I want to, though. I want to meet as many people as I can, because...
What are that group of top actresses?
What?
The best actresses around would be Julia Roberts.
Yes, definitely. I want to work with as many people as I can, because I find I can always learn something from somebody, whether it's, you know, a 2-time Academy Award winner, or someone who it's their first movie, who's just so excited about what they're doing and is excited about every single moment and is not like, oh, this again, or oh. They're just so excited about everything they're doing.
You look a bit like Charlize. She plays your mother in Ferris Bueller.
Yes, she does. Yeah, thank you.
What are you playing in Jumper?
I play Rachel Bilson's character as younger, kind of a flashback.
So do you color your hair, or does she color hers?
No, I wear a wig. They had a different girl cast before, and I look a lot like her. And then they changed it, but they kept me and just gave me contacts and brown hair. So it's cool. I look totally different.
Do you have a superpower in the film?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Unfortunately, I wish I did.
How do you choose the scripts that you do or the movies that you do? Is there something that you look for? Like, I mean, just is there something that you read that jumps off? Or
I always, when I... look at scripts. The script is always the main thing. If it's well written or if it's a good story, I also look at who's attached to it, the director, the actors. I look at my character. I look at if this story is going to help people in some way, whether it be entertaining them, making them laugh or cry, if it helps them relate to the character, if they've gone through something, or if they just love the story and love to be in the imagination aspect of it. So that's what I look at, and then I also look at if I can be gone away from school, if it's worth being. Leaving my friends and my family in school to do a movie.
So is that important? Rather than if there was a movie that you wanted to do, but it was more important to stay in school, how would you?
If it's a good movie and a good opportunity and and my parents think it would be worth doing, then yeah, I'd love to do it.
So that's John.
Ferris Wheel and A West Texas Children's Story, and then also Downing Thomas is coming out. That's another independent film, and then Jumper, of course. Nothing at the moment right now. I'm just looking at scripts and seeing which ones are worth being out of school for.
Can you talk about your characters in the other films besides Jumper?
Yes. In Ferris Wheel, I play a... It's really about a dysfunctional family that's in this bad cycle. And Nick Stahl and my character, we kind of try to break that circle and make good decisions and try to be a family. And it's a painful story, though. It's pretty heavy. Charlize's character, she's plays my mother, and she abandons me. And so my character has a lot of hurt and just anger in her heart. That's the character I play. And in Ferris Wheel, it's about these two kids who both have troubling pasts, my character especially. And they make this journey from West Texas to Baltimore. And my character, Cassie, her past kind of unravels, and it's really about commitment and lifelong friendship.
Are you shooting in Baltimore?
No. We shot in Albuquerque, Mexico, actually. Okay.
Is it easy for you to watch yourself on screen, or do you shy away from that?
I don't love watching myself on film. It's kind of... I always critique myself. Oh, my hair looks bad in that. Or why did I deliver that line like that? It sounds so bad. I'm always critiquing... But I want to see the movie, you know, see how it turns out. It's not like I won't see the movie.
Where have you enjoyed traveling for film work?
I really enjoyed London and New Zealand. Those have been my two top favorite. Not Saskatchewan. No, it was, but it added to the experience.
That's it.
That's it.
What did you enjoy about London and New Zealand?
Well, London, I love accents. I love accents. They always sound so smart when they have accents. I loved living. We had a flat in South Kensington, and I made really, really great friends there. Just wonderful friends best friends, actually. And it's also a fun story and just a great experience. And New Zealand, I got to live right on the beach, and... Bridget Terabithia is such a wonderful story, and I really love my character in that, Leslie. And also, I made good friends there, too. Every set, I make good friends.
Talk about what you liked about London. What places you went to in London that you really enjoyed?
The places I went in... Oh, well, we live just a couple blocks away from the Victoria and Albert Museum. So I went there a lot. And, of course, just walking around the streets and going into these little alleys where you think it's just an alley, but it turns out to be this whole, like, a cafe and, like, a little community all by itself. King's Cross. I loved walking in Hyde Park. We were right close to Hyde Park. And I'd walk there almost every day. So... just all over, and going into the Cotswolds and some trips to Scotland and Ireland, and went to Paris for 4 days. It's just great. It was so exciting.
Idris was saying that you really didn't ask for advice about the role or anything like that. Is that something that you do on set, or do you try to figure it out or talk to the director before you talk to the actors?
I've learned more now. Every movie I do, I get better at the craft, I feel. The night before, I just try to think about what my character's going through there, the story. And then I'll talk to the actors or the director. On the reading, it was pretty... I got to know my character pretty well. Like, I got her down, because she didn't really change through the whole film. It's just how you look at her that changes. She's pretty much the same throughout the whole film. I did ask, I had a lot of discussions with Steven beforehand, before the shooting of the film, and also with Hillary with some of the really intense scenes. She taught me some really great things about focusing and just getting into character and how to work off other actors too.
Is there anything, example, like, was there a certain scene that?
Yeah, when at the very end of the movie with all the fire, just trying to get into that place and talking with her. Well, not really talking, even just looking at her and thinking about where my character was at and what's happening around her, and it just kind of brought me there. Yeah.
Since you've been working so much the past few years, has acting been everything you expected or different in what ways?
It's been more than I expected. It's totally different. I didn't know what to expect, I don't think. I just kind of wanted to act. It was just kind of like a thing I wanted to do. It's, you know, you hear so many bad stories, you know, child actors and all sorts of different things, and I haven't had a bad experience at all. It's, all the people have been wonderful and amazing and so kind, and I've been really fortunate, and it's been better than I expected. It's because of the opportunity that I've gotten and where I've gotten to travel. Yeah.
You were at Comic-Con last summer promoting the film. Is it weird to be talking about it almost a year later to the same project?
I didn't realize it was almost a year later. Yeah, it's taken a while, but it's good to see it, that it's almost out, and it's just exciting, and I can't wait to see how people's reactions are going to be, what they're going to be like, and it's always exciting for film to come out something that you've worked on and you've had a chunk of your life in, and seeing what people are going to think of it.